Holy shit, we are back. The phone lines are non-fucking stop. It's my birthday. I got 50 Cent. Snoop Dogg is about to call up. Eminem just left. Shit is ridiculous. People want to know when the fuck is the album dropping, 50? That's the number one thing.
November 17th. It'll be out.
And that's the final situation right there.
That's
boom.
The final date, November 17th.
Holy shit. And Eminem was talking about this record that you and him was going back and forth. Like eight bars.
Psycho.
can you? Because he explained that shit was like, it was crazy just to even work with you with that. Can you explain
that? That was like one of the highlights for me on this record. I didn't do a lot of collaborating. You know what I'm saying? Like I wrote the record, and I had so much time to write so many ideas that I didn't really. I wanted to make sure people heard me. A lot of new albums that came out were great compilations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had so many features, so many artists and sample choruses and everything. It was just crazy. Like, you know, all of it. So, I didn't want my record to sound like that. And I had the time to make it what I wanted.
Mm.
You know, so me and M doing the Psycho joints, crazy on the record. I did.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
I did a joint with R. Kelly. It's actually a bonus because it's track 16 on the joint.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, people hear it now, like, the Western and the Neo version are the actual song.
Yeah, there's, like, two different versions. Can you explain
that?
Yeah.
The album version was the one where you don't even know the singer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I did the reference in the studio, and then, you know, it's a little more visual. You know what I'm saying? So, Neo lightened it up a little bit.
You know, that shit.
Made it ready for radio, so it works.
But, you know, some people like the original version, too. You know, that's kind of crazy.
No, I mean, I still got to shift through to see which one I'm going to put on the album. You see
wow.
what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, the Neo record is obviously the stronger radio pass and version of it, but I'm just saying that once the sequence is completed, to feel like what the story is, what is it saying? You see what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ, man. You know, that's one of the things, man, because they're wondering, like, how many other artists have you. So it's only Neo is the only one that you allowed to get on the album, and R. Kelly? That's it?
Yeah. R. Kelly was the last one. It's a bonus joint.
Wow. Jesus Christ. And your boy Dre, I'm sure you worked a lot with him. Like,
yeah. We did, like, four on this album.
Wow.
Four joints on this album. We made more. I had more time with Dre on this record than the other ones. Like, the Get Rich, we only worked for. I worked for 6 days on Get Rich or Die Trying with Eminem.
Jesus Christ.
I did two days in Detroit. We made four records. We kept two of the four. That was Before I Self-Destruct. No, it was Patiently Waiting and Don't Push Me.
And now.
And then with Dre, I worked for 4 days. We did eight records. The first day I did a joint called Angels and Back Down. And then. I did a bunch of. We did eight joints, but I kept the four that I kept was In the Club, If I Can't, P.I.M.P. and Back Down.
Jesus fucking Christ! And I heard that that Dre song that's on the K-Slay shit. That shit's hard, son.
Oh, yeah. Daydreaming. That was a joint that you know.
What was
I
that?
Did that in Vegas.
Jesus.
We recorded that.
Jesus fucking Christ.
He said, but bullet hit your leg, break your limb. Bullets hit your chest, make you slim. Bullets flying, run away from them.
Speaking of bullets, man, you got that little .38, that little pea shooter that Jay-Z gave you. Like, he's saying that, you know, a lot of people have been calling that. Jay-Z said, nobody's scared of you, blah, blah, blah. Have you responded to that?
No, I didn't hear the rest of that actual interview. I heard that piece. That everybody else heard on the internet, but you know, I don't know where that's coming from. So I'm gonna, you know, get a chance to hear the whole thing before I, you know, just jump off the handle. You know what I'm saying? But
you think he's kind of like in a he assumes he's in a safe place. His album sales is cool.
I don't think that's a fair assumption.
Yeah.
See, check this out. If you're in a space where the guy probably made him feel like a punk.
Mm. Oh, the interview.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. They would make that's the only thing I could think of to why he would say that. And saying, like, I'm not scared of 50. Like, that would be the only reason why I could feel, like, you know, it would make sense why he's saying ain't nobody afraid of 50.
Mm.
I was bugging when I heard that. I was like, huh? Where'd that
come
from?
I mean, we'll see what it is. You know, obviously, I'm going to go see exactly what that is.
The future has a lot to hold, man. And hopefully something wild happens on this stage tonight at Governor's Island. I'm sure you have something.
Oh, I got some plans. Beautiful.
Jesus Christ, man. So tonight you're performing. Is there a time? Or you don't know the time yet?
Well, it's going to start early because, you know, everybody's going to be out there. So, we got to break it up so everybody can get their time.
Okay, power.
On actual set, so.
All right, man. Jesus Christ, man. I'm just amped that you called today. Anything you want to tell Snoop or, you know, go Snoop?
Nah, man, I just want to tell Snoop. When you get a chance to talk to him, tell him I said, what's up?
Yeah.
I hope you're in good spirits, but I really just called to wish you a happy birthday.
Good looking, man. You know, brothers for life, man. Jesus Christ. Damn, man.
So I'll get up with you, all right?
All right, man. I'll see you later.
All right, peace.